the Twitter board, as well as MySpace and Facebook. And lots of you have been checking in with us, and we're going to try and get to those in just a minute. But first, take a look at this video. It is over Syria, several miles into Syria. The story continues to be controversial. Four U.S. helicopters, according to the Syrians, who say this helicopter filed an attack into Syrian airspace and territory, killing eight people. The Syrians say four of them were children. The U.S., on the other hand, is saying no, that is not true what the Syrians are saying. The U.S. military is saying what they did do in this top secret mission was take out a militant who was running guns, money, and foreign fighters across the border. Joining us now is Congressman Dennis Kucinich from Ohio, who has some unkind words about this incident in reference to the Bush administration. Let me start you off with this question, Congressman. If this is a precision attack, taking out a provocateur, isn't that better than the Rumsfeld-style invasions that we've seen that people like you have been so critical of?
Well, apparently it wasn't a precision attack because eight innocent people were killed.
According to the Syrians.
Well, they're bodies that somebody produced. I think that we should be concerned that our nation stand for international law. And let's look at what's going on here. Iraq and Syria have already been working on security agreements. So what we've done in using Iraq for a platform is we've undermined the Iraq government, which we've supported, and we're undermining Syria's government's attempt to work with Iraq, and we're creating further instability in the Middle East
let me just, I don't mean to interrupt, I really don't, but I'm going to cover all this ground, but I just want to go step by step here. My first question refers to this. I know that you and many others have been critical of the type of invasion that we did in Iraq, which seems
I was right about that, by the way.
Okay, that got away from us. So here we have an example of a pinprick attack, a precision attack that maybe, and let's say the Syrians are right and eight other people were killed, but we took out a very important, Al-Qaeda provocateur. Isn't that better? Don't you agree with that type of military strategy as opposed to the other type?
Well, you know, it's like saying, well, it's okay that we killed a million people in Iraq as long as we got Saddam Hussein. You have to have a sense of proportion about this stuff. And when innocent people's lives are on the line, you've got to make a judgment. And, you know, somebody needs to say why they did it. I think that the United States has a right to protect itself. But the war in Iraq has not been about protecting America. It's made us less safe. It's made things less stable in the region. And that's my concern about it. We want a stronger country. We want a safe country. But we weren't safer because we attacked Iraq. We attacked a nation that did not attack us.
Point well taken. And I think polls show that many of the people in the United States now agree with that perspective. But we're not talking about Iraq here. Let me bring you back to the main theme.
But we are. That's a staging area for the attack.
Well, let me bring you back to this main theme, and let me bring you back to the point that you make. This is from your letter that you issued today after this attack. You say, we must question the timing. We are on the eve of national elections, and we must be mindful of the administration's past manipulation of security issues in order to influence public opinion. What are you trying to say with that?
What I'm saying is that there's a week to go to an election. And going after this particular person, apparently they were tracking him all along. It's elective, okay? They can determine when they want to go after someone. Mm-hmm. We have the power to do that. And the fact that we're on an eve of an election, we're violating international law, creating an attack inside another nation, you know, this can create the kind of crises that helps to change the emotional climate of an election.
So you're saying this administration would conduct an unnecessary military exercise essentially for political reasons, to help John McCain?
Yes, I am saying that.
That's right. What you're saying. You're on the record saying that.
I'm saying that they could do that. That's right.
Dennis Kucinich, Ohio Congressman. Thanks, sir, for taking time to join us today with your perspective on this.
Thank you.
We're going to come right back with...